Responders brace for a second wave of disaster and cyclone hit India. There's still time to squeeze in one more short-term mission trip, and a Hurricane Sandy aid team is advising their Colorado counterparts on flood relief. And somehow it's all related to kingdom building. Stay tuned for Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Epidemic fears are mounting in cyclone-hit India. As Phelan roared up the East Coast, evacuations kept the loss of life low. But survivors have nothing to go home to and nowhere to start rebuilding their lives. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos.
The relief teams are seeing thousands of people just sitting on the roads. Most of the other areas are just submerged underwater after the cyclone came through and flooded everything. There's just standing waters everywhere. And so any kind of open wells are contaminated now. Any rivers that they normally would drink out of is contaminated more.
GFA teams are providing food, water, medicine, and shelter for these survivors. It kind of stuns them.
A lot of them will ask, why are you doing this? Because we're from a Dalit background. No one treats us kindly, and yet you're showing us love. Why are you doing this?
It'll take years to recover in the rural areas. Plenty of time for GFA to build relationships that will answer that question.
It's just simply telling people that we're doing this on behalf of the name of Christ, and we love you.
Your help is needed. We'll connect you at our website. Next, the U.S. State Department is quiet following a key leader's abrupt departure. Last week, several reports announced Susan Johnson Cook's resignation as ambassador at large for the International Religious Freedom. There's still no official press release, and the State Department hasn't announced a replacement yet. This position is a key voice for religious freedom worldwide. Pray for the person God has already chosen to fill this void. This is Mission Network News. Picture this. You're trapped inside Syria. You can't leave, so you stay, surrounded by hatred and violence. Nobody knows the answer that'll bring peace until you hear the word of God one day, and that changes everything. Troy Carl of Faith Comes by Hearing explains.
When people listen to the word of God in their own language in an audio form, we have testimony after testimony of how their lives are transformed.
FCBH is launching the world's first Arabic audio Bible listening channel through a partnership with Sat7, Christian satellite television in the Middle East and North Africa.
This partnership is going to allow households that have a satellite dish and a satellite receiver, the ability to not only watch great Christian programming throughout the Middle East in Arabic through Sat7, but then listen to the Holy Scriptures on a regular basis simply by dialing in that satellite to that new channel.
The possibilities are endless outreach. There's lots of prayer covering this launch. Help build a prayer wall at our Facebook page. Meanwhile, want to get in one more short-term mission trip before the end of the year? You should get in touch with Orphan's Heart. Ron Gunter says they're sending teams to the Dominican Republic.
We're really, really excited about the possibilities there. And we have 9 trips between now and the end of the year. And we're in a partnership with the president of the country and a local church in building a community of 100 homes, a community transformation center, a school, and a medical clinic.
Orphan's Heart will use all of these facilities to share the gospel as they meet physical needs, but nothing happens until willing hearts move hands and feet.
All of our ministry is volunteer-driven, so all of these volunteer teams are critical to the success of the ministry.
Connect with Orphan's Heart at our website. And hurricanes, floods, devastation. Oh my. Recent floods in Colorado came with similar destruction as Hurricane Sandy brought to the East Coast last year. An EFCA church in New York partners with Reach Global Crisis Response. New York leaders met with church leaders in Colorado to advise them about their crisis response plans. Pray restoration and the word of Jesus will find all who are weary. For the full story and to help, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you disappoint God? I know I do. With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there, ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.